And right now in the studio, we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Jonathan Howard, Miss Leah Holder, Miss Yada Bickham, and the topic is focused on young adults and what's important to them regarding this upcoming presidential election. Good morning. Welcome into the studio, all of you.
And now you represent the organization youngvoter.org. Is that, how does that organization fit into what you're doing?
Well, my name is Jonathan Howard, Houston native, just graduated from Morehouse College in Atlanta and moved back to Houston from Third Ward. Went to Jack Gates High School in Third Ward and Ryan Middle School, Lockhart Elementary School. And we're honored to join you all here today to talk about what's important to young people regarding this year's presidential election.
Hello, my name is Leah Holder. I'm a recent graduate of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm now participating in a program called Teach for America, and I'll be enrolling in UT's law school in this upcoming fall.
Wonderful.
And I'm happy to be here as well.
All right. So let's talk about the election. I'm sorry, one more. Okay.
Hi, good morning. I'm one of Ms. Bell's students. My name is Yata Bickham. I'm a senior, and I also have aspirations of being a lawyer as well. And also, I do volunteer with Organizing for America for President Barack Obama, and I'm here to focus on issues as well, as young people need to be more involved.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the issue of involvement at first. What is the consensus out there? What is the mindset of young voters about just being engaged, just voting?
Well, I think we're definitely excited. I know both I've been back and forth between here and Atlanta, and we're definitely excited about this election. Young people have been out in the streets making sure that people are registered and also signing pledge cards to ensure that that people promise that they will vote no matter how many times we have to vote. So it's very important. I learned at a young age that bad people prosper when good people do nothing. And it's the same way that works. Also, ambitious people prosper when apathetic people do nothing. So it's important to us to make sure that we get to the polls, that we vote, and that we do everything it takes to make sure that everybody else does it as well.
Okay. And what would you say the top issues are in this election from your perspective?
From my perspective, we are worried about education. We're worried about Social Security and Medicare and where they're going. And I think a lot of us are worried as well about jobs and this economy and what it's going to mean for us who are just coming out of school, and also those of us who are to come out of school a little bit later. Those are the most important things to us right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to education, I was listening yesterday to a show, and there was a young lady who seemed to feel that student loans were an issue, and that some way that whoever's in the White House could have an impact on your student loans. What is the issue as it relates to student loans from the perspective of your group? Or is that an issue?
It's most certainly an issue. The cost of tuition and fees are rising almost $2,000 a year at some schools, and people are getting out and they're not finding jobs, or the jobs that they do have, they're not able to pay for the student loans as soon as they get out of college. So we're definitely interested in the administration that's going to help us to put more pressure on colleges and universities to make sure that these prices either stay fixed or that we have more opportunities and make sure that we don't take away Pell Grants and other available options that help people to pay for higher education. Because I think over 60% of jobs now require a post-high school education, and a growing number even requires master's degrees. So we definitely want to put in place an administration that's going to help us pay for school.
And you made a very interesting point. Very often when I hear folks talk about tuition and student loans, usually from the perspective, or seemingly from the perspective, that they want the president to just wipe out the student loans. You don't owe them anymore, and I can get in school, and I can just get more loans than I need. I can get loans to pay for my partying, my rent on my apartment, and some new clothes, and buy a car. And then I get out with, I only needed $10,000 a year, but I wind up getting $35,000. Then I get out with, owing $100,000, and I want the government to somehow wipe it out or let me file bankruptcy to get rid of it. But I think it's important personally that, everybody have more responsibility and accountability for, their own situation. But you nailed it when you said that putting the pressure on the schools, because I think the schools have been taking advantage. Hey, the students aren't worried. This is what it costs. Hey, I need a loan. School's just going up, 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 up. That pressure needs to be put on. The ladies, you can jump in on this. I'm just trying to get the conversation started. And folks, you can get in on this too. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. What are your thoughts on the general issues, ladies, as it relates to the election?
I wholeheartedly agree. The education issue, investing in our children now, because we have been falling behind worldwide in terms of our math and science scores. And so, which president will invest in our children now so that we can continue to be, the dominant nation in the world? I also agree the student loan issue. Those are things that are going to be important to us as the years progress and we become, that generation that is running things.
Mm-hmm.
And personally for me, one of the things I look for is consistency among the candidates. I feel as though Obama, even though I might not agree with everything that he says, and even though he'll get backlash, he stands by what he says, and I value that as a young voter, somebody who's going to be consistent.
Yeah. Also, I agree as well as far as the education, but my main thing is it's more young people out here that's uninvolved, and we need to get more involved because this is about our future. This is about our family's future, and as well as women's rights. I don't want anyone telling me how to handle my body, point blank, period. And also, as well, when it comes to education, I was telling Ms. Bell a while back, I went to Japan, and they're so advanced over there. And if we can get those resources back, put back in our own country, we can be ahead as well for as our youth in school.
Mm-hmm.
So my focus is education and women's rights and also healthcare. Where does it stand? And for as the candidates, like President Obama, he is consistent. He means what he says. Mitt Romney, I'm not sure because it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's talk about, why do you think folks are uninvolved in the political process?
I don't think they were as motivated as they were 4 years ago. It was basically sensationalized, and some are like, oh, he's not doing anything. And I'm like, what are you doing in your community to help make a difference? You have to understand that President Obama inherited a baby that wasn't his. He came into office with a mess. he came in office with a mess. So what do you want? What do you expect for him to do in 4 years? But also I ask young people as well, what are you doing in your community?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're at a central location in Third Ward. It's at 4400 Alameda. It's right on the corner of Alameda and Wheeler. And you can count on one hand how many young adults are in there. Most of the time, it's the older community that's in there. And I'm like, why you guys don't want to come? Oh, I don't have time and I have to do something. I was like, that's not an excuse. It's only 2 hours out the day to make calls or go knock on someone's door to convince them to vote.
All right, Yada, I find it very interesting. Were you involved in the 2008 organization,
yes.
2008 Obama campaign? So what has happened in this past 4 years where young people are just not as motivated, in your opinion?
I feel like it's like the domino effect. They want to jump on the bandwagon. And they're not as enthusiastic as they were 4 years ago. 4 years ago, you can go and talk to someone who's in your same cohort, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm excited. It was something new. And they feel like, oh, it's not exciting anymore. That's one of the main reasons why.
But
and they're not benefiting nothing from it. If it's free, they don't want to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. How about the idea of looking down the road and seeing the impact that the particular person in the Oval Office will have mm-hmm. on the what's down the road? The Supreme Court justices. We got four of them approaching 80 years old or are 80. They're not going to be there forever. I mean, whoever is on that Supreme Court will shape the laws for generations to come, for example. Mm-hmm. The healthcare issue, you talked about that. What's the take on healthcare? from Social Security and Medicare and the like among the young folks that you talk to?
Some of them are like, basically, oh, this doesn't concern me. Yes, it does. Al Sharpton made a point. It's not about you. It's about your mom, you know, because they were the ones that worked longer than...
Actually, he says not about Obama. It's about your mama.
Right. Take that back. But it's true, though, you know. Most of these kids don't understand that, hey, you have to have a career, you know. You want to get into a field where you may have 401k, health insurance, et cetera. But now most of them are still on their parents' insurance, so they feel like, okay, it doesn't matter to me. But when you get over that gap of age 26, what are you going to do? How are you going to provide for yourself?
Well, just stay at home and let mom and dad
exactly.
keep on
and
doing
that's
it.
Not, and that's not what...
They brought me in the world.
That's how most of them think, but...
Let's go to line one and talk to Joanne. Joanne, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, my name is Diana. So, but I'm really proud of the young people and what they're doing. And I'd just like to share just a few points so that they can, when they're campaigning and they can talk to people. But actually, President Obama has stopped the rise of a lot of colleges going off the chain with their prices. He's also cut out the middleman in terms of helping them get loans directly without having to pay all this extra money. And I like to say that he had to spend a lot of money, trillions of dollars, to help get people out of this rut that the Republicans have left him. And then another thing, see, people are saying that President Obama haven't done this for me, especially black people. I tell you, let Romney get in office and pull out all the things that President Obama has done and then see where they are. And again, people have to realize how much Congress had fought the president and have denied every type of program that would help put people back to work. And when I was at the NAACP job fair a few months ago, I've heard companies say that their company has jobs, but they're not going to hire anybody until after the election because they want to make it look like Mitt Romney is the one who put people back to work. And another thing I said, you know, this man Romney has lied about everything. Nobody know where he stands. Nobody's questioned that. And again, even with the Mormon religion, nobody's questioned that. They try to put President Obama down because of what Jeremiah Wright said, even though I agree with everything Reverend Jeremiah Wright said. But again, they try to make Obama dissociate himself from his pastor. But yet, Mormonism, they feel that black people are cursed. They feel that when they die, they're going to become God. They also feel that Satan and Lucifer, that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. But again, and look at the disrespect that's been given to this president. People need to wake up and quit thinking or whatever that this man Romney is going to do something for minorities. It's been shown where this man is only concerned about rich people, and we better get up off our butt and get out there to vote. And I also like to say this one last point. The people that are new registered voters, it would be nice if they were aware of how that e-slate machine works, that it's a spin, it's not a touchscreen. Because if they need help, my concern is that the wrong person's going to help them, and they're going to end up voting for the wrong person.
Is there a website where they can go to get that information?
Well, they should be able to go to harriscountyvotes.org or .net or .com.
It's harrisvotes.com or .net, yes.
That's in Harris County, but, of course, in all the other counties, you would go to your respective websites.
Right, and like I said, that number that you're putting out there, that 512 number, like I said, if there's voter intimidation, you know, they can also, like I said, call that number because, again, these are things that I post on my Facebook every day, information or whatever, to help people to become more knowledgeable of what's taking place. And you know what's really sad? I've tried to register people that never voted before in their life, and they're 60s and 70s. And, you know, they say, oh, I don't care about no voting or whatever, you know. I don't want to get involved with that. And it's so sad because people have died.
Yeah.
And voting is not a privilege. It's a right.
All right,
you know?
Diana.
So I appreciate what you young people are doing. And just keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's go to line three and talk with Derek. Derek, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, young folks. I have a question for you all. Have any of you talked to any young people who have not received their voter registration as of today?
Okay, good question. Any thoughts on that?
Yes, I have. I have spoken to a couple of young voters that haven't received their voter registration card, especially if they're new registered voters. I tell them to check with check with Harris County Voter Registration Office and call them and make sure that your paperwork was received. If not, call a Secretary of State because they can handle that for you as well.
Okay, don't have much time, so better get cracking.
Yeah.
It's 9:18, 18 past 9 o'clock. Let's go to line 4 with Kathleen. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I've been listening to your show. I appreciate you so much. But the thing I want to say this morning is I really feel good about the young people having a voice to speak out. Because sometimes we soon forget about our history, our educational history. Remember back in slavery, we wasn't allowed to read a book. We wasn't allowed to even think about going to school. So if the young people stood up to speak out, like these young people are speaking out about their education, something is going to happen. Because the old people that's running this country now is going to have to sit down or die off. Mm-hmm. And our young generation is coming along to set things straight because they have a voice. You see, and women's rights have a voice. We never had a right to speak. We weren't allowed to vote back in the day. And so we got to realize we soon forget from which we came and how far we have came. And so allow the young people to get their education like they're supposed to, because words are power. If we allow the young generation that's coming along now and let these old people sit back and leave us alone, leave the young people alone, we would move. I believe in voting. I've been voting since I was 21. I'm 69 now.
Okay.
And so if young people can speak out, can get on the airway and speak out about their concerns, like these young people are doing this morning, it will make a difference. You see, we don't allow our young people to speak the true meaning of righteousness and the true meaning of their lives, because the young generation is going to run this country.
And without
the proper education, words are power, knowledge is power. And without that knowledge, we're not going nowhere. You see what I'm saying? Because Rick Romney, he's a slave raiser. He don't believe in this country. He don't believe in the people that send single parents on welfare and so what. Thank God for single parents. If we didn't have single parents help raise our children, we would be messed up. You see, so I appreciate these young people on radio this morning. Speak up, speak out on what you believe is right for the generation that's coming along.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kathleen. I do appreciate your call to Sunday Morning Live this morning. Okay, let's say we've been joined now by Christina Sanders of youngvoter.org. Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning, and good morning, Houston.
Yeah, what can folks do at this point? Okay, this is October 21st. Early voting starts tomorrow. Where are we now, and what should not only young people but everybody be doing at this point?
Everybody should be getting ready to vote, making their plans about how they're going to vote, when they're going to vote, what time they're going to go vote, early voting, and taking everybody in their household to get out and go vote. And also to get involved in any of the campaigns, any of the nonpartisan groups. The League of Young Voters is a statewide organization that is committed to organizing young people. And so we can always use volunteers every day of early vote and election day. So everybody should be doing something for themselves, but also working really hard to lift each other.
Okay. And you talked earlier about jobs. What do you think can be done about jobs? What do you think the president will be able to do about jobs?
Well, honestly, just to have a real conversation about this, the president is not Captain Save-Em. And I think one of the concerns we've been having, and one of the difficulties we've been having when we're talking about what the caller was talking about a couple minutes ago, was, you know, we've got to really educate our young people in our communities about how things work. All politics is local. It does begin with you, and there's like a whole bunch of levels before you even get to the president. If you even read Article 2 of the Constitution, it's one of the shortest articles. Like, looking at what the legislative branch does will help people to better understand where the power is, where the laws are made, where the money goes. What the president does and spends, you know, very significant, you know, shout out to all of the leaders ever in the history of the country, but it really is important for us to really understand who's really over schools. The president has nothing to do with the schools that we interact with on a daily basis, our local schools, our college tuition. I mean, very little to do with that. A lot of that is done in the state legislature at the local level.
Speaking of local, what about the issue, the referendums on the ballot? Right here in the city of Houston, for example, we've got a number that the city of Houston has. Metro has a referendum. HISD. There are a lot of things going on. Have you all examined those, discussed those with your contemporaries? What's the thinking on that?
So the League of Young Voters is a nonpartisan organization. So we do educate people on the issues, but we also encourage them to be educated on the issues. We haven't done any special pieces on the bonds, but we do want people to really, there's a bunch of information. The League of Women Voters has some out there dissecting what's going on the school bond issues. And I really would encourage people to understand, look at what schools are getting what. Identify what you want, not who's necessarily getting more than you. What do you need for Jones? What do you need for Yates? Identify that and then make a decision that best suits you and your community.
Okay.
Absolutely. Every time I look at one of the debates or look at anything that either one of the candidates is saying, I think about Dr. King's statement when he said that all mankind is tied together. When you think about things like that, you won't vote or not vote based on it not having anything to do with you anyway. So you would vote based on things that affect other people as well. And that's why it's important for us to be educated on everything that these bonds locally are going to do for our schools, are going to do for the workplace. We have to make sure that these schools get the money to get everything that they need in order to educate people so that there won't be 1% or 2% that can afford higher education in the future.
All right. That music's... tells me I can't hear my voice, but anyway, I'd like to thank Jonathan Howard, Yada Bickman, Leah Holder, and Christina Sanders, and Blake Green. Thank you all for being a part of Sunday Morning Live this morning. I hope that you've encouraged some folks who are sitting on the couch, not sure what they're going to do, to make the commitment to get up and get out there and vote beginning tomorrow. Okay, thank you all. We got a last thought? Okay.
Yes, just let them introduce themselves once again to close out.
All right.
Once again, I'm Yada Bickham. I'm a volunteer with Organizing for America for President Obama. Also, we do have some upcoming events. On Monday, we have a debate watch party. And on Saturday, October 27th, there is a block party. We are doing voter call phone logs.
Party? Okay.
Yeah. We'll be there.
They'll be there. Party. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Jonathan Howard, native Houstonian, resident of Third Ward, went to Jack Gates High School, graduated from Morehouse College.
All right.
My name is Leah Holder. I'm a UT Austin grad, currently a Teach for America Corps member, going to law school in the fall. And I have an upcoming book coming out called No Trespassing.
Oh.
And so you can find more information on goinghigherministries.com.
Well, great. Congratulations on all that.
And I'm Christina Sanders. I'm the state director of the Texas League of Young Voters. You can visit us at texasyoungvoter.org. That's texasyoungvoter.org. Vote Houston.
Wow, go ahead and make everybody proud. It's a... Yeah.